This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Jeb Bush isn't expected to win this weekend's Republican primary in South Carolina, but where the former Florida governor finishes up might impact the major donor support he's had in Texas. I talked about this with Abby Livingston, who's been following the story for the Texas Tribune.
You've previously written a lot of major donor support was centered around Jeb Bush in Texas, but that he needed a good finish in New Hampshire for that support to remain firm. But was fourth place good enough for now to satisfy those donors?
I would say fourth place was okay. It was not a disaster. The other thing is how much Senator Marco Rubio stumbled just before the primary on the debate stage. It was a situation before when I wrote the story where donors had a place to go. And then when Rubio had his troubles, repeated the same lines over and over again at the Manchester debate that Saturday night, there was less confidence in Senator Rubio. Now, Rubio had a better debate this past Saturday night, as did Jeb Bush in many people's opinions. And so I would say right now the donor world is somewhat in a holding pattern. I think things are going to shake out in the next couple of weeks. South Carolina's primary is coming soon. Bush is not in stellar shape there, but they're certainly working the state over very hard.
Why was that support so centered behind Bush to begin with?
50 years of ties, George W. Bush and H.W. Bush. And H.W. Bush has been running for office since the 60s. And so these are long, long friendships and alliances. And the Bushes have done many things for many Texans who have had financial interest in their political careers.
So if Bush is ever out at some point, can you give us an idea of donors other candidates would covet or considered up for grabs?
In Dallas, there is a we call a bundler, who is someone who raises a lot of money, works the phones in the $2,500 increments that you can donate to a federal campaign. And his name is Ray Washburn. And he was with Governor Christie's campaign. And he was a national finance director for the Republican National Committee in a past cycle. And so when Christie dropped out, that was my first thought was, I wonder where Ray Washburn will end up. He is a very well-respected man in Republican politics. Beyond that, with Governor Bush, Ray Hunt, oil man from Dallas. There's an attorney in East Texas who is a bundler named Gaylord Huey. And the Bushes have three cities where they concentrate their efforts, and it's Midland, Dallas, and Houston, and they've had home bases in all three of those places. And so Dallas specifically will have a whole lot of Bush backers that will be probably shopping for a new candidate in the event Governor Bush doesn't make it to the end of the primary.
Could Senator Ted Cruz tap into any of those donors?
There is a very sharp divide in Texas Republican politics, and there is definitely a Ted Cruz side of the world and then a more establishment side of the world. And the establishment has not really, behind the scenes, shown much of an inclination to Ted Cruz.
Are there deep pockets in that other side that seems to be backing Cruz?
Oh, absolutely. There is a woman down in Houston named Wendy Grimes who's a big Cruz backer. There's some other backers around the state. But a lot of his donors have actually come from New York City. Cruz has done well in the state, but he certainly has some big money coming from into his campaign from outside the state as well.
Well, what about Democrats? Is there major money for Hillary Clinton and or Bernie Sanders here?
The most dominant donors in Texas Democratic politics is a couple named the Mostyns in Houston, and they are trial attorneys. Amber Mostyn, the wife of the couple, is extremely active in seeing females elected, and I anticipate they are with Hillary. Senator Sanders has not been really courting big donors. What he does is have these huge rallies, and they collect data from the attendees, and so they're able to, which is what Barack Obama did in 2008, they are able to get small donations from all of these people who turn out to events. And the positive thing for that is that there are federal limits on how much you can give to a presidential campaign. And so you can keep going back to those people in $50 increments and getting more and more money. So Sanders has had a pretty staggering financial operation, although somewhat unconventional in American politics.
Abby Livingston, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.